Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the party.
We're gonna have some fun without a dive.
At the party. Scuba party.
Now don't stay behind. Don't you get left. Now the scuba party is here and it's here to stay.
Scuba party.
If you want some fun, that's the only way.
Scuba party.
We're gonna dive in and swim all about. Move around just like the truck. Now at the party, a big, big party.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. All right, so Barry has a mission to go dive down in the Keys to find the aliens on the East Coast. And Vinny has one on the West Coast.
I thought Casey was going to do the Bahamas.
Okay, Casey can do the Bahamas.
Well, Casey's over on the Gulf side. There are plenty of deep areas there.
On the Gulf side?
Not really.
Yeah, you got to go far out. We're all
well, he said he wanted to go to Bimini.
Far out.
I need a bigger boat.
Okay. Well, anyway, go find him for us, will you? Make yourself
useful.
Now
we have to do all your heavy lifting?
Yes. Duh. So we got that on the agenda. By the way, the other thing I found out about Captain Slate when I was in the Bahamas last week was that he used to be a disco dance instructor before he got into diving.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Him?
Him and John Travolta. Man, he actually met John Travolta.
And I thought he was cool.
Well, I mean, he was proud of it.
I cannot ever see Slate as a disco dance instructor.
Well, that was younger days.
Put that image in your head. Yeah.
No, sucks. I can't.
Always
I
has, can't. Always will.
Hey, what happened to the ass? Asteroid. The comet that you kept talking about.
It's still out there.
Yeah, I know it's still out there. Isn't it supposed to fall apart and attack us and all that?
Not in March. The next date is
now it's in March. What happened in January and then February? And now we're into March.
Pay attention, Barry.
Came up.
Yeah. No, it's there's another thing happening in March when it gets closer to Jupiter. Because they think A1 Atlas is heading towards Jupiter, and once it gets closer to Jupiter, it will release its probes, and then whether it just goes to Jupiter or it comes to us,
so it's going to go further away just to come back to us.
Well, no, it's really scoping out Jupiter, but they might come back after.
This has nothing to do with the Jews.
No, that's not.
Leave them alone.
It is. It's not that either.
Well, why are they not going to Uranus?
That's more funny than the other one.
That's more funny.
Yeah, you knew that.
But it was done before.
Yeah. That's what's going down with A1 Atlas, Barry.
Which is nothing.
Okay.
No,
nothing.
March.
Let's make up another story.
You were hyping up some.
No, look.
Stroke.
A1 Atlas is a thing in March. The other big thing coming up is going to be in June. When Spielberg releases his Disclosure movie, and the time between the age of Disclosure and the movie Disclosure from Steven Spielberg in June, we're going to be told officially.
This is a real thing, Steven Spielberg's
yes, know, it's called Disclosure. I said this
Steven
already.
Spielberg will be nothing but facts, right?
So the re-release of E.T.?
Okay, you guys, you want to live under a rock? You want to have your head in the sand?
Is Luke Skywalker going to be in it?
Oh, yeah, real funny. You make your jokes. You make your jokes, and just know the aliens are listening, and they're going to know the ones that were supporting them or in trying to inform the public properly, and then the ones that are making fun and making jokes.
You make them sound like Santa Claus.
Oh, you mean Disclosure Day.
Correct.
All right, you didn't mention that, so now
I said Disclosure. The name of
you
the
said
overview
cast. Disclosure.
No, yeah. Age of Disclosure is the documentary. The Spielberg movie is called Disclosure.
So now I've got to go find
Disclosure Day.
In the desert okay. to teach
Disclosure
me
Day. The Steven power Spielberg
of something.
The Spielberg movie is called Disclosure Day. It's going to star Emily Blunt, Josh O'Connor, Colin Firth.
Right.
So this is just a movie.
Real serious.
It's a movie.
Regular Siskel and Ebert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. If you guys were in the know, if you were in the know, you'd understand why I've been talking about this for the last few months to try to educate you morons.
I'll tell you things that won't happen for 500, Alex.
No, that okay. Once again, they're listening. They're listening. And they don't have your sense of humor.
They see you when you're sleeping.
Yes.
They know when you're awake.
Greg Holt
they'll probe you when you don't want
two.
It and God
Greg's,
help you for having
Greg's in
sake.
The cast of this movie as a sweaty tourist.
Sweaty Florida tourist? No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not in this one.
Where
but
thing.
I know what's happening. So I'm once again, I'm way ahead of the curve on this. Even on Age of Disclosure, the documentary, which has been one of the most popular things on Amazon Prime, by the way. We're way ahead of the curve on this. If you look online, all the mainstream media, slowly but surely, it's starting to percolate up more and more. If you look. What?
Greg?
They haven't told the truth in decades.
Yeah, okay. It's starting online.
Like Washington, D.C., they all...
Greg, I promise when they do lock you up in the crazy place, I will come and visit you once in a while.
Okay.
Send him an alien mask.
I'll have the last laugh. And
I'll take your seat on the liverboard.
So one of these days,
Greg,
you guys are going to come back. See, I told you so.
Greg, you should look for him when you're in Indonesia.
Well, I don't know if they're there. I don't know if that's...
you should look
deep
like
water
told,
there. I just told
I'm
you
looking
that.
Already. That's why we've talked about this.
What boat are you wanting to be on, Greg, in Indonesia?
Greg, how can you tell the difference between an alien and a young Indonesian boy?
I asked Vinny Two Tanks.
He needs to go with you.
Well,
that's over my head.
As a
I
translator.
Don't get it.
Well, no, you've been there. Vinny knows. The
you
difference.
Don't want a little Indonesian boy over
what?
Your head.
The boys are wearing lipstick.
No, I don't think that's
accurate. I don't think the aliens wear makeup.
Okay, anywho.
So, Greg, what boat are you looking at in Indonesia? Or the white manta?
I'll take whatever manta I get. Why would it matter?
manta, don't you want a manta?
They're both
manta.
In the same area. They're
Yeah, why would it matter?
They're both good.
Yeah,
they matter. The boats go different places.
Well, I'm right.
Greg,
I said we're
sure,
working
though,
it out.
It's warm water wuss time, you know.
Yeah.
Trunks and a rash guard only, or just
yeah,
trunks
Spanx.
Only. Make sure it's that warm.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I don't do anything more than that.
Right.
Or less.
Because, you know, they do have, when I went, I had to wear a wetsuit. Yeah,
thank God.
Yeah, it's north of Australia. That's what Barry was saying. So that might be a little chilly.
Nah, it just depends. It does depend on the time.
You're
gonna
wear
but
the
even
pen?
Then, it's not going to be chilly. It's still going to be fairly tropical most of the time. Anywho, that hopefully I'll have the details for everybody next week on that. All right. In the meantime, your mission is to go find the alien so we can go dive with them. Because I would go if somebody told me, okay, we're seeing them here pretty consistently, like, you know, going on a whale watching type of trip. Why not? I'd go. Absolutely, I'd go. A heartbeat. So you guys got to find out where those spots are and then also come up with any other
what
features.
They don't want to be seen.
For the Gregulator.
You want to find the aliens, head down to the Caribbean.
Why?
Just watch for aliens breaching with their fellow dolphins.
Okay. I don't think that's accurate. And you guys aren't taking me seriously. And you know what I have to say to you?
We can't.
Greg, have you ever been to Area 51?
I have not.
Why not? You're so into aliens.
Why would I go there? I don't
look
have...
for aliens.
It's the desert. There's no diving there.
There's aliens.
Yeah, Altec is closer.
Yeah, Altec is over in the Bahamas.
Yeah,
there
the
before
ocean.
I went to Air 51.
Aliens.
You make your jokes. You make your smart-ass comments, and you see who gets the last laugh.
I thought
laugh.
That was my job.
Oh, that's right. You got me. You got me there. On that disturbing note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, it's always better where?
In the world of scuba.
Safe diving, everyone.
With Ailey. On the boat and down.
stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.